I do over 10 deals every single week automatically with these 11 marketing channels. It's almost a deal per one of these marketing channels that I do in my wholesaling real estate operations. Now, these aren't the only way I do wholesaling deals. I do more than 10 a week, but the ones that are the easiest, most consistent, and if I dare say, the simplest for really anybody just to start doing, these are going to be the 11 marketing channels that I think you can easily replicate to do 10 plus wholesaling deals every single week, just like me. This is something where I'm going to rank in order from where I get the least deals all the way to the most deals. And I truly believe any wholesaler can copy just one of these strategies to do one deal a week. And that's it. It's super simple. There's no secret. I've slowly been scaling up my wholesaling operations, as you've seen on this YouTube channel, pretty much every single month for the past 4+ years. That's really when I get started getting really serious about scaling up, hiring out, doing more deals, and really trying to become the king of the wholesalers, more or less, of doing as many deals as possible. And so what I'm going to do today is show you how I do that many deals with these type of marketing channels and how you can do the same exact thing. Now, one thing I need you to understand is for me to do 10 deals a week, that is an insane amount. That is more than one a day. I did not do it all by myself. I had a business partner, Rick, my dad, obviously, right? I've had a lot of great employees. I've had a lot of great systems. And probably most importantly, I had a lot of failures to get to this point, a lot of lessons. And what I want to do is really share with you the stuff that worked, get rid of the stuff that didn't work. And that's kind of the point, right? It's like you're learning and you're creating new ice cream flavors, right? I kind of went through all the bad ones and all the good ones, and I figured out which one works. You know, the guy that invented cookies and cream is probably like, "What? How's that going to be good on ice cream?" And it ended up being well. And those people that tried pineapple didn't go well, right? So what I'm going to do today is show you how I'm doing 10 plus wholesaling deals every single week with only these 11 marketing channels. I do more, but these are the ones I think are the easiest to explain, the easiest for anyone to start doing. Really, no course involved for most of these. So you can start doing wholesaling real estate deals. These are stupid, simple ones you probably haven't thought about, and we're excited about this. So let's kind of break this down. Let's go from 11 all the way down to 1. I cut the fluff on the channel. So let's just get straight into it and talk, right? So number 11 right here, these are realtors. This is something I truly believe you can just get automatically. If you really wanted to get a deal week, you can do this. You just have to talk to enough realtors. And I know everyone thinks in wholesaling real estate, realtors are our enemy. But slowly but surely, my 7 years in wholesaling real estate, connecting with realtors every single week that have sellers that have distressed properties, that have properties where they just got to get rid of it pocket listing style and they don't want to deal with it. Or I've even had this. I've had realtors come to me on deals that they didn't want to be associated with because it wasn't good for their brand, quote. These people are buyer's agents for deals that are $1.2, $1.5 million. And they got this disgusting $80,000 trap house, if that's the right term to call them. They're disgusting. And they don't want that publicly on their sheet, right? I talk to the seller, I get the deal, and I get the realtor some money too. It's a great little thing to do. Realtors are a great source of wholesaling real estate deals. So the truth is most wholesalers, they don't know how to have these conversations. They think they're enemies. Hatfields and McCoys. Oh, I hate them. No, you don't hate them. You're talking the wrong style of them, right? It's like saying you hate all football teams. Obviously, if you like the Gators, the Dolphins, you're doing pretty well, right? And those are the football people that I like. You know, if you're a Bills fan, I ain't going to talk to you. And so that being said, you know, yeah, you're a Miami Dolphins fan and you're talking to New York Jets fans and you're like, oh, I guess there's no one that likes football like I do. No. You're just dealing with the wrong clientele. When you're dealing with the hotshot realtors that are doing $1 million+ deals, like these aren't realtors that want to deal with you. You're going to have to talk to young, hungry realtors that are dealing with these ugly looking houses. And they'll provide you deals. You can wholesale them. As long as the realtor kind of understands what you do, you have the great buyers, you have the insights, it's good. It's good to go. Realtors are also amazing in a pinch for selling my really hard deals. One example are JV deals. JV deals. In my business, especially ones that submit them to us, which I'm always grateful. I love doing JV deals with you guys. They are notoriously hard to dispo sometimes. You guys give me some very rough, tough deals. There's no comps. You locked it up for a kind of a high price. I don't know what to do. I got realtors on speed dial I can send the deal on and get it sold quick. Realtors have helped me out close so many deals in a pinch, and maybe that's not a marketing channel. I will insert this as a tidbit for you. But realtors, they will overpay for properties when you have a situation. Every month, I got at least four or five houses where I'm like, I can't wholesale it. Like, I can't get this to my cash buyers list. It's a terrible property. They're going to think I'm sending them crap deals. I want my cash buyers to make at least 40, 50K on these flips. It ain't going to go well. And my cash, some make 20, 30K at the least. I want them to make some good profit so they come back to me. It's not looking good. I'll bring them to a realtor who is just wants to get a mom and pop flipper as their buyer. They got the connections and they can sway the buyer, if I can say that the right way, to buy the property. And they help me out a lot in a pinch. So realtors are a great resource. They help me provide the buyers. They provide me the deals. And it's a relationship like clockwork. And let me give you a little secret of how hard it is to maintain this relationship. When I go visit my grandma or something, I got to drive like 45 minutes to go see her, right? I always do it. Love my grandma. She's the best. Guess what? I have a 45-minute phone call, drive there. What am I going to do during those 45 minutes? Am I going to go sit and listen to Tupac and just like jam out? I love doing that. But guess what? You know what? I got like 10 or 12 realtors on my phone. I need a follow-up every month. Boop, boop, boop. Hey, John, how's it going? Hey, how are you doing today? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, you're doing that deal. That's great. You know, just checking in. You know, I know you sent you that deal. How did that go with the buyer? Oh, wow, you made a great profit. That's great. You know, just letting you know, interest rates are crazy. Everything's like that. If you got buyers, they're still looking for cash. They don't want to do these stupid interest rates and these hard money loans. Let me know. I still got deals. If you have anybody that's just looking to get rid of the property, you know, I'm always here to help you, John. Appreciate it. Thanks, man. Just checking in. Boom. Like something stupid. What was that? That was 45 seconds, a minute conversation. And I can rip like 10 or 12 of those. And if you have like 60 or 70 realtors in your market like that, like once a month, think about that, two a day, just a quick follow-up. How you doing? How'd that deal I sold you go? Oh, that's great. They made a profit. If they want to make some more profits, hit me up. A lot of guys don't understand. You can't read a realtor's minds. They're not going to be like, oh, I remember that guy. I'm going to go hit him up. No. They have to get reminded. A lot of them are forgetful that to say nicely about realtors, they live in the moment. So you have to let them realize that you are still there with real estate deals or they will forget you. I promise you, they're like Dory and Finding Nemo. They will forget you. You have to remind them. If you don't, you lose out on some wholesaling deals, I'm telling you. Number 10 here, SMS text blasting. So underrated. So underrated. If I could talk to the people inside of Flipbird Plus, I can tell you the most consistent marketing channel for them is not cold calling. It is hands down SMS. The people inside of Flipbird Plus that I deal with on basically a daily basis, their best ROI bang for buck consistent lead flow strategy has always been SMS. It's kind of funny because I'm always a direct mail guy and you know, the top people in Flipbird Plus that they're always doing that. But the vast majority just want to skip the line. They don't want to deal with the cold calling every day. They got jobs. They got like the people that are part-time to full-time that are kind of busy. They always just implement SMS. They don't want to deal with anything else. They rather just send the text out an hour or two and like they're not calling every single day. They're talking to sellers instead. It is probably the most consistent lead flow strategy for people inside of Flipbird Plus, not YouTube. It's a different type of person on there, but YouTube's still cold calling. But I'll tell you, SMS has been so consistent lately. And through the power of smszach.com, I always told everyone I love smszach.com. SMSZach.com. It is the best SMS platform out there. And because that happened, there's kind of a renaissance with that where every other platform pretty much just wasn't good. Everyone kind of hopped on that one and it's doing really well. And I can tell you, consistently coming in with deals, SMS, you can't beat it. I don't know why people are refusing to do it. And most importantly, and I want everyone for you, oh yeah. Oh, that's great for Zach. That's easy for you. You could spend money in marketing. Let me shut everyone up. You can use your cell phone and text blast for free. I have been screaming this from the rooftop in wholesaling real estate for, heck, I don't even know how long. Probably at least the last 4 or 5 months. You can text blast sellers for free. You do not have to spend any money to text blast. Now, of course, the softwares and all that, it helps. I ain't gonna lie, it does help. But you can use your dang cell phone and text motivated sellers over your phone. Find an ugly house, truepeoplesearch.com, text them. Hey, is everything okay at the property? Just take a picture of it, send a text. I promise you, you will get a ton of leads being sent to you. You'll get a lot of replies. You will beat your competition easily. And heck, you could do 20, 30 texts a day. It's almost 1,000 a month. That's 12,000 a year. You will get a deal from doing that. But most people know they can text for free on their personal cell phone, use Google Voice, things like that. But they refuse to do it. I don't know how many interventions on texting I can give to you, but it's a free strategy and a paid one at the same time, and you can do it. Let's go to number 9, because this is going to get me even more heated with the people that refuse to actually go out here and take action. This is cold calling. Automatic in our wholesaling business. Automatic every single month, pretty much on a daily basis. Deals are flowing in through cold calling. That is it. And if I can give you my most consistent just approach, like it is an assembly line, like boop, boop, pull the list, skip trace, call, deal. Every single stinking day, weekly, huge deals every time, cold calling. And anybody watching this, you pull a government list, code violation, eviction, or let's add the tax delinquencies on there, those three, automatic. You can automatically go out here. I don't know one person that has pulled the probates every single week for a year straight that cold called all of them in their local market that hasn't gotten a wholesaling deal. I don't know one. There's been none in existence as of this video that has talked to me and shown me the proof that they can't do it. Think about that for a second. Let that sear in your mind for a second. Think about that. Really think about that hard. Think about it. Not one person that has done that consistently. It is almost impossible not to get wholesaling deals if you cold call every single day. It is almost impossible not to get rich. It's almost impossible not to be successful when you show up every single day and you market to motivated sellers with the right list. You don't have to spend money for it. It is impossible. Seriously. What is your excuse? Why aren't you cold calling? Are you scared to get better at talking to sellers? Are you scared to go out here and actually start getting really good leads? Are you scared to make a change in your life? Are you scared to finally become successful, do the things that are actually going to lead you to success? What are you scared of? The honest truth is, if I have any beginner out here and I want them to gain skills at talking to sellers, I want them to gain the skills to actually produce deals with no money at all anywhere in the entire world and become an actual beast in wholesaling, I'm putting them through cold calling. That is it. Let me explain this one last time. Why do you think I can go on my phone and close a deal in an hour or two anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world with an internet connection and my cell phone? Why can I do that? Because I went through the trenches. I went through the hardest type of marketing channel possible. I went through the most difficult, rigorous training to become very good at talking to sellers with absolute confidence, with absolute authority in my voice, talking to any seller to get the deal closed. You guys see me on the Sunday night live stream. People hop up, close the seller, boom, done. Price reduction, done. I can do it. No fear. All the skills in the world, all the confidence in the world because I cold call like a maniac. There is nothing that scares me in cold calling because I've been through it all. I've seen it all. I'm poised under the pressure because the pressure, I've always been on it through cold calling. And it spreads out to everything. Think about this. SMS in person with the seller. Cold calling has produced that fire. It's lit a fire in my spirit, my heart. That I'm not scared of anything because I've been through cold calling. And everyone asks, how can I be like you, Zach? How can I close sellers like you? How can I get consistent deals like you? Well, you have to consistently struggle. You have to consistently go through a rigorous process of becoming a better wholesaler every single day. You are just getting better and better and better. And when you get 1% better every single day, it compounds like crazy. And so this isn't top in the list anymore for my wholesaling. I mean, cold calling is a great one for us. It is one of my top three, but I'll tell you, there's ones that produce me more deals and we'll get through it in this video and I'll show you, but I'm telling everybody, cold calling is not for the faint of heart. That's why I didn't rank it super high for everyone because everyone knows I talk about it all the time. But if you are actually serious about doing wholesaling deals, if you're actually serious about getting rich, if you're actually serious about making a change in your life, you should get into cold calling. You need to do it. The skills are there. The skills translate to everything. So yeah, maybe you do the easy marketing strategy, but then when it comes to closing a seller, you're like a scared little squirrel in the corner. Why? Because he didn't cold call. Guys, face the fear, face the giant, eat the frog, get through it. I promise you, get through it. You become the man or woman that you need to be in wholesaling. Cold call, cold call, cold call. That's for anyone out here right now. If you want to get actually good in wholesaling, do it. Number eight, this is referrals. This is a unspoken one. This is one that is the most fascinating to me. But sellers will tell other sellers about me and get me deals. I will have my employees show me deals. I once had a $75,000 deal, creative finance, sent in from my acquisitions manager. Referrals are insane. And they are a compounding interest. Now, this isn't something I don't get one deal a week from referrals, but it's almost, I would say, every month or every other month, I get one referral deal in, and they're over 50 every single time. And this, because I have to say, through the thousands of wholesaling deals I've done, people tell people. And the way that my company operates, we're pretty smooth with it. We're very good at the seller. We always follow up. We always do what we're supposed to do. I'm always a man of my word. My acquisitions managers and women are men and women of their word, and we do what we say. We get good results. We have great testimonials. We have websites. We have all these great things. Referrals are an amazing strategy. And this isn't something where I can teach you how to do it. You just got to do enough deals, and deals will come to you from referrals. Explain to other sellers. If they know anyone that wants to sell their house, let them know about me. I can always help you out. The bigger wholesale, this is a little too high level, so I don't want to talk about it for too much. But any single person you find making over 100K a month, they are going to start talking about referrals. They start coming in, and it's weird. The more money you make, the more referrals you get in. It's kind of a repeating cycle, but it's an amazing strategy. And the best one you can do is just by doing more deals. I don't know what else to say about it, but it's great. If you've done referrals, let me know in the comments. I'd love to hear about it. They're great stories. Number seven, this is kind of a sneaky strategy. And this is what they call the gift that keeps on giving. I call this band of signs. To this day, I feel like Deontay Wilder, the meme. To this day, I still get calls from bandit signs I put out 4+ years ago. But Zach, you put out bandit signs 7 years ago. Yeah. So I've put out bandit signs my first year, kind of stopped the second year, right? And then third year, I kind of stopped, but then I still had some old ones, so I put them back out. And the third year I started doing bandit signs, I started stapling them. So I hired people to staple them on poles. And to this day, not from my first batch ever, but from my third year in, so 4 years ago, we started stapling yellow bandit signs around. So if you ever live in the area that I live in, you'll probably still see them. They're from 4 years ago, two hurricanes, insane. Stapled on wooden poles, what is it? On the, like 12 feet high. Once you put a bandit sign out in a good location and you staple it, I'm not telling you to staple it. Do whatever your laws say in your local county. I don't know what the code enforcement is talking about with that, but they stick and they'll get calls every single month. Bandit signs to this day, we still get deals from. Not a lot, but from something that I did, and it perpetually produces deals just putting out once, it's a great strategy. It's something you should think about. Look up bandit sign staplers. I'm not getting the whole legal thing about it, but you could put these bandit signs out. They stick. I know people that zip tie them. I don't zip tie them. You could possibly stop signs. You can do band signs and you put them out. If they stick for years, then no one's going to put them out. After a year or two, like code enforcement's not going to put them out or take them off. And you will consistently get leads sent in. I cannot stress this enough. Every time I buy a house, I stick a band sign on the house. That's weird. No, code enforcement can't pick it up. I legally own the property. And when I'm renovating it, I keep it on the house. And the neighbors drive by, they see it. Hint, hint, another form of referrals. I love bandit signs. Nothing has produced more assignment fees for me, honestly, outside of direct mail basically marketing fees. I don't know the legal way to say this. But when our team can't wholesale the deal, and so our acquisitions manager will list the property and we'll just get a split off the commission, bandit signs, for some reason, bring really, really weird sellers where they want the most of the house and they don't need the wholesale deal, but they're okay with listing it with one of our people. I love it. And so Bandit Signs get a lot from that too. We'll clear six figures every year just off of commissions from listing properties on it. And that's a whole different video I can break down if you're a realtor. And I don't want you to be a realtor, but it is something that does make sense. Bandit Signs are a great one. You put those We Buy Ugly Houses signs out, you will produce wholesaling deals. I'm telling you right now. Number six here. This is another unique strategy that I'd never talk about, but you are on the Zach Ginn channel. So you do deserve some of the insider knowledge that I do have in wholesaling. My title company will give me so many wholesaling deals. It is disgusting. It's amazing. I cannot stress this enough. Title companies, they will deal with sellers on a daily basis that need to get rid of a property. Sometimes they're trying to sell a deal. It doesn't work out. It's a failed listing because the property has some inside title issue that only the title company knows. And I don't want to, I use multiple title companies. I can't talk about it too much. Trying to think of the right way to say this. No, so not specifically only one title company where I'm at, but title companies, plural, will have deals that fall apart and they'll let me know about it. And I will go do the wholesaling deal as a referral type thing from the title company, as a trusted partner with the title company. And this is the point when you start giving hundreds of thousands, and at this point, has to be millions of dollars in revenue I've given to title companies just from the business that I've given, that they like me and they want me to do more deals, because when I do more deals, they make more money with title fees and all this stuff, right? And so title companies, you let them know if you have a seller that has an issue. Hey, remember, I can get the deal done and I get called all the time for it. And I get deals where the financing falls apart on the buyer side and I can renegotiate at the end and actually close it myself or double close it on a wholesale deal, basically with that seller. Title companies are very sneaky. If you can find the right one and you can start producing money with them, they will start feeding you buyers. They'll start feeding you wholesaling deals. But you need to build a great connection with your closing agent, whatever agent you want to deal with, closing attorney if you're using a closing attorney. But build a relationship with your title companies. Don't treat them like trash. Get to know them. Buy them Christmas gifts, holiday gifts. I do it every single year. I'm telling you, it produces a lot of great deals. And I've made a lot of money off of title companies, and they make a lot of money off of me. It's always a win-win, scratch your back, scratch my back type thing. Start doing it. Number five here. This is something that has made us more and more money every single pretty much year that we've been doing this. And we kind of gave it away to the public this year. But these are digital bandit signs. And this is something we've been experimenting, and it's producing a lot of great results. And I think you guys should start doing it too. But this is basically using AI to post in Craigslist and Facebook groups. Hey, my name is Zach. I am also a local dog lover in Nashville, Tennessee. And me and my buddy JoJo, the Pomeranian, I don't know, we go and look at houses and we're looking to buy a couple of houses for cash. I'm a real estate cash buyer in the area. Let me know if you're looking to sell your house and get a picture of you and JoJo in the dog lovers group in Nashville, whatever it is in Facebook, right? Go to Craigslist, let people know that you and your partner are looking to buy a couple houses for cash and these only these zip codes, post in the zip code of choice, obviously. And you will start getting inbound internet leads that cost no money at all, have AI write the entire thing, post it every single day consistently, you get deals. I don't know one person that hasn't posted every single day consistently on both platforms with big groups, the exact way I teach it inside of freelancing.com, that hasn't gotten wholesaling deals. What does that mean? You got to consistently do it. If you show up every single day and do any of these strategies, you'll get wholesaling deals. If you decide you don't want to consistently do it every single day and you don't want to show up, you'll not get the wholesaling deals. So what's the moral of the stinking story here? Show up and do the work. The man or woman that does the work always ends up getting the results. The person that can show up every single day and grunt through the struggle of listening to music and just pasting the ad copy and just clicking a button to get deals. What else do I have to give to you? Click a button and deals come into you. Deals just go in your inbox like that. All day, every day, no problem at all. What else can I do for you? I'm literally giving you a free strategy that costs no money at all, on the internet, you can do anywhere in the world to get wholesaling deals. You don't have to cold call. You don't have to text. You don't have to skip trace. You don't have to do any of that stinking stuff y'all like to complain about. And when I give it to you in a gift basket, I get a nice little bow I put on it and I give it to you. You guys will literally get the gift and just slap it. It's like, no, I want something easier. What more can I give to you? These are strategies that are proven, that are easy and simple. I could charge you $2,000 for this and then you finally start paying attention to it. Guys, I am giving you the game right now for free. I've given everyone the game. I've consistently given everyone the game every single month, every single year. And every single year I show up with even more. Guys, this is your time. This is your sign. You got to start doing these things. Digital bandit signs are here. AI is doing all the work for you. You just got to click the stinking button to submit it. Use your brain a little. Use your brain a little for the ad copy and you will get rewarded handsomely. Most people aren't willing to do digital bandit signs. Why? Because they don't know how to do them. I have a free wholesaling course, freewholesaling.com, where I do them. I don't know what else I can do. Go to the course, AI section, boom. Learn how to do it, boom. Start doing wholesaling deals. What you can go in your underwear and just start getting inbound leads. It literally calls going on your phone right now. Hey, I'm looking at some house. Hey, I'm looking at some right now by doing it. But y'all are going to listen, eat your potato chips and just like, oh, okay. I hear what he's saying, but I don't really want to. What more can I do, guys? This is such a stupid, simple strategy. Anyone can do it. You don't have to speak English and do this. You're scared you have an accent. Go do it. There's no accents when you're typing. If you have the right language on it. What else can I give to you guys? It's a great one. Let's talk about number four here, bandit comments. This is another one. I just dropped this strategy the last couple of months. Once you are, this is for local wholesaling, but if you are in a market right now and you see Joe's Mr. Stupid Face, your competition, hey, this is Zach with Zach Home Solutions. And if you're looking to sell your property like the one behind me, go give me a call. We are no obligation cash back. Bleh. That stupid little ad you guys seen on Facebook all the time. Literally go in the comments and just say, hey, me and my partner are looking to buy houses for cash just like him. We always pay more. Here's my phone number. I promise you, you'll get inbound leads. That person is getting tens of thousands of views every single day locally. They don't check their comments because they're hiring some ad agency to do them. You will get people looking in the comments. Is this guy legit? Oh my gosh, Zach pays more. Boom, give him a call. You'll deal with competition. Your competition ain't going to like you, but who cares? You're doing deals. I'm telling you, this is another strategy. Is it on the fine line? Should you do it or not? I say you should do it because screw your competition. I want you to get rich. And this is the knowledge nobody else on YouTube. There's nobody else talking about this because I'm trying to give you everything you need to know to get the unfair advantage in your market. No one talks about this because this is the slight little stuff to start getting deals that if you're struggling right now, you could start doing right now today. Bandit comments. Think about it. Start producing wholesale deals, but you start producing wholesaling deals by doing it. Literally, just be a bandit. Hijack your competition's Facebook ads, and you start getting deals inbound to you all the time. It's worked so well for me and for so many other wholesalers. Just every time you see an ad, just post that in the comments. I promise you'll get wholesaling deals. Number three, try and true. I've talked about this one forever, and I will continue to keep talking about the strategy forever. But this is reverse driving for dollars. Let me repeat myself one more time. Reverse driving for dollars. We are currently in week one, the end of week one, for the 30-day driving for deals challenge. And the challenge is actually going to continue on this channel, only not in the Flipbrick, only on the Zachin channel, which is pretty exciting. Where I'm sharing with you your homework, what you need to do every single week to get your first deal from drawing for dollars for the month of September, right? And one of the big main factors is reverse drawing for dollars, getting a sticky note and just start printing wholesaling deals. That is it. What I mean by that, you get a sticky note, you write on it, hey, this is Zach, I had a quick question about your, I had a quick question about your property. Please give me a call back. Put a Google Voice number, whatever number you got, put it on the sticky note, slap it on the house. You will get leads. You'll get wholesaling deals. You'll get all these things that you want, all these things that you desire. You'll get wholesaling deals by just finding ugly houses and putting sticky notes on the house. If you get 400 a month, you'll get a wholesaling deal. That's pretty much how it works. Statistically, right? Maybe it's 600. Maybe it's 100, right? Over an average, that's pretty much what it takes. So reverse trying for dollars. It is an amazing strategy. It is underutilized. Most wholesalers aren't. Guys, that's for most of these leads. Most people aren't doing any of this stuff. The bar is really low in wholesaling real estate. I know this is a controversial statement, but the bar for you to get your first wholesaling deal is pretty low. You just got to consistently choose one of these marketing channels with the right list we teach you for freewholesaling.com, and you'll get deals. You know what? I don't know if it's my generation or not, but some of y'all just don't want to work hard. Some of y'all want to get rich without working hard. It ain't going to work like that. There's another part of my generation that wants to work hard and get rich, and they're willing to do it. There's another part of my generation that wants to work hard and not get rich, but complain about it. They want to work the 9-to-5 job. That's fine by me. But I'm telling you, you want to work hard, not work the 9-to-5 job, start getting wholesaling, you'll get rich by doing it. A lot of you guys are working hard at the wrong things. You are cold calling pre-foreclosures or doing leads that aren't working or calling the wrong lists. Don't cold call the pre-foreclosures. FYI, that's an example of something you should not be doing. But reverse rank for dollars is one of the things that always will work because it's an earned list. It's a list that no other person can pay for. You just have to go out here and actually earn this list yourself. It produces wholesaling deals. Reverse rank for dollars is an amazing strategy. I highly recommend it. I teach it all for free in my free wholesaling course, freewholesaling.com. Number two, this is probably my second biggest producer of wholesaling deals to this day. From the 10 plus I can do a week, direct mail. All day, every day. I literally just call it printing money. At this point, you print the postcard out, boom, you start doing wholesaling deals. Direct mail is an amazing, it's an amazing channel. I mostly just do high equity at this point because it's the biggest list I possibly can do that produces wholesaling results. And I like doing big deals, you know, big honcho over here. I like to do big wholesaling deals. And because I like doing big wholesaling deals, just doing a wide net approach, direct mail has always been the best one. ROS postcards, open letter marketing, that's all we basically do. You can learn it in my mailing course inside of freewholesaling.com. I actually have one. It is the largest direct mail course in the country, and it's absolutely for free. It's inside of freewholesaling.com. It's all together, right? But I love direct mail. I cannot stress this enough. If you do not do direct mail, consider it. You can even start really cheap, right? You can just put probate letters out. And I teach inside the freewholesaling.com. I show you how to do it. But direct mail is great. I do postcards. That's pretty much, and it's pretty penny with the type of marketing that I do for it. But I make a pretty penny doing it, right? When we're talking about doing 10 plus deals a week, and at the point where I add in the other channels I do, when you're doing that many wholesaling deals and that much revenue and that much profit, you got to make big boy money. You got to spend big boy money sometimes, right? And my ROI is insane compared to other wholesalers. Direct mail is an amazing strategy and something that I always do and I always will be doing. And it always is an investment that always produces deals. Now, before I reveal number one, my top marketing channel for 2023 for my own wholesaling real estate business, I'm curious in the chat what you guys think it is. What's one I haven't mentioned that you think produces the most wholesaling deals? At this point, almost a deal a day from this, seriously, from this only one marketing channel. Insane. I'm actually very curious in the comments. Let me know in the comments what you guys think it is. It's a big one. It's definitely one that was not there a couple years ago for me. Let's see. Aaron says he thinks it's SEO. I know Aaron. Aaron knows me, I think. Aaron, when's the last? I think you're just trying to work me up today, honestly. I think Aaron's just trolling me at this point. You know, he's a funny guy. He's trying to get my blood boiling. I've never talked about SEO. I've never said one nice thing about SEO. That'd be the big, oh my gosh. I mean, SEO, pay-per-click. I have an agency. Go buy it. It's $12,000 a month. It'll give you a nice $5,000 wholesaling deal. Everyone knows what it is. Everyone knows what it is. Guys, there's been no secret on this. Guys, I've been telling everybody and their mom, I'm trying to become the biggest wholesaler in the entire country. I'm here to flex on the gurus. One way I used to flex on the gurus, make them cry like little babies, was by just giving all the best wholesaling content for free. And that made them cry and cry and cry. And that was always fun. But the problem is they started losing money with their coaching fees. And they got back into wholesaling, which is actually something they needed to do because they were all broke wholesalers. I said, you know what? They think they're all that. how do I do more wholesaling deals than all of them combined? How do I get that magical 1,000 wholesaling deals a year? How do I make them all cry at the face of me and Rick doing more wholesaling deals, making more profits, making more than ever, and really truly becoming the man in wholesaling, not in ego way, but in a way where I do more wholesaling deals than everybody else. Everyone's kind of got to listen to what I got to say, and where I can actually show up these gurus and let them know that, hey, just stop being a guru, man. And at this point, I never wanted to be the person doing the $12,000 little course type thing. And what I decided was I was going to get rich from my subscribers, not by selling things, but by doing deals. And that's always been a mantra I've always done here. And this is what I've done. But the number one thing for me has always been Jay Ving. Hands down, every day. At this point, it's hard for me. I get to the point where we get sent in so many JV deals, like it's hard for me to even go through them. And I got underwriters and all this stuff to go through them. And it's, it ain't the most fun thing in the world to know that you have so many deals, some fall through the cracks, but we're still trying to grow it. And I'm 23 years old. And I know by the time I'm 30, we should get the systems out for it, right? It's all supply chain, I guess. But JV deals right now have been the greatest influx of wholesaling deals I've ever seen in my entire life for wholesaling. It is hands down, and I can say this without any fluff or anything, it is the greatest opportunity of my lifetime for wholesaling real estate for me to do wholesaling deals. I don't know which other way to say it, but with the 150,000 plus subscribers I have on all four YouTube channels that me and Rick run, we can leverage that audience, not in a selling way, but in a way for them to send me wholesaling deals where we split deals together that is just unprecedented. Where I have 150,000 partners in wholesaling real estate that send me wholesaling deals, and I do deals with them, and they have good cash buyers because I've already produced the buyers and I already have my connections, and I can use my name as recognition for other wholesalers to work with me, and I can be a trusted partner, and I can use my reputation and my word and everything in this business to help people out, actually get a trusted person that's not going to screw you on a wholesaling deal. All these great things have been a great lifetime and truly the opportunity of my lifetime in wholesaling. Because I can go from a guy who was like, oh my gosh, I'm doing 100 deals in a year, to being the guy that's like, I'm 1,000 at 23 years old, right? What other marketing channel is that even possible with without spending $4 million a month in marketing, which I'm not that guy to do it, right? This is my office. Like, this is my house. Like, this is where I do the whole, like, team's all virtual. Like, I live the life. I can go travel around the world and do whatever I want, right? That's the way I that's the way that I live my life. I'm not I quit my job at what, 17 years old, sorry, 18 pretty much at that point. So I quit my job not to go get an office and be in the CEO chair and just be in an office again. Like, I just quit a job for another job. No, I decided to live that life where I'm at my place, wake up in the morning, do wholesaling deals, go to the beach a couple hours, come back, go to the gym, do some more deals, flex on a guru on a live stream, watch some football and live my life, right? Guys, this life I've had, it's not for the faint of heart. You know, I one guy I was talking to, he said, man, I wish I could make the money you're making at 23. He's another 23-year-old. And I'm like, dude, it was the funniest thing in the world, man. I laughed so hard. I was like, you don't understand. He's like, what do you mean you don't understand? I'm like, from 17 years old to 21 years old, pretty much, 15 hours a day, all I did was wholesale houses. Now, I looked him dead in the eye. I'm like, think about that for a second. To dedicate pretty much 4 years of your life, 4 years of your life, 15 hours a day, pretty much 9 to 12 a.m. That's pretty much what it was, right? More like 7 to 10, if I'm being honest, because gym, other stuff. But like 7 to 10, think about that. You wake up in the morning at 7, you comp properties, you market appointments. At 10 o'clock at night, you're done. And you go to the gym and eat. You pull lists at night. And you do that 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. day in and day out, 7 days a week for 4 years straight, it is almost impossible for me not to be at the point where I'm at now. And you got to remember, at 19 years old, I pretty much started the YouTube channel. So I worked 15 hours a day, and then I started a YouTube channel on top of that. I started live streaming after 15 hours of work. I started doing that because I wanted to show people what I was doing so they can start learning. I started adding that on my schedule. And so for all the people that like want to talk to me about like, easy for you, man. You know, your dad gave you everything. You get 15 hours a day for 4 years straight will drive any man or woman insane. And I am crazy. And I've told you this, and I've told everyone this. You don't want to be me. The amount of mental suffering I had to go through for 4 years was unbelievable. But the amount of money I make now is unbelievable. The amount of work I have to do on a daily basis is pretty easy. But I decided I wanted to go through literal torture for 4 years so I never had to worry about money for the rest of my life. And it expanded the wholesaling operations, expanded everything. I learned how to train employees. I went through all the struggle and everything. And I sacrificed a lot of my social life for this. And I've told a lot. Everyone knows this. But guess what? All my buddies go to my house tomorrow for Labor Day, and we can all party it up. You know why? Because I didn't go to one Labor Day party for 4 years. I didn't do one for 4 years straight. Think about that. I was working. But for the past 2 or 3 years, I can do whatever I want at my place. I pay for the whole thing. Why? Take everyone on the boat. Got a boat. Fill it up with gas. Let's go. Why? Because I suffered. And so if anybody watching this wants to know how I went to this point, how I got to this point, how you can get the same point, you have to do what most people literally think is impossible. You have to be at the point where it's like there is zero chance this person is not successful. And so for the people that think I just came out of the woodworks, guys, I was already 2.5, 3 years in the whole thing before I even posted one video. Because I needed to focus on myself and getting really good at wholesaling until I got an acquisitions managers. And so if you really want to know what it takes to become to the point where I'm at now, you have to give it all. I've given everything to this wholesaling real estate thing. And this wholesaling thing has given me everything in return. And so if you want to be at that point too, you're going to have to do that. I'm not telling you to go suffer. I'm not telling you to stop talking to your kids or whatever. I was very, very proud of what I was doing. And I have no regrets on it. But you have to understand, I had no kids, not married, no girlfriend, none of that. Like, I was a free bird, okay? I can do whatever I want. Think about 17 years old. I was able to do that, okay? Like, I was able to. I was afforded an opportunity being 17 years old by myself, and I was able to do that, okay? It is a privilege being young and being able to take that risk. Okay, I understand this. So just giving everybody an FYI. It is a privilege to be under the pressure I was under. So I'm not telling you to do the same exact thing. But you have to understand, there is some point of suffering for anything great that is desired in this world. You want to get muscles, you're going to have to suffer in the gym. You want to get a six-pack, you're going to have to suffer in the kitchen. If you want to become really good at talking to sellers, you're going to have to suffer by going and doing the work. There's suffering in everything. If you want decide you want to be unhealthy and not work out and eat till your heart's content, it feels good in the beginning, but there's suffering down the road. There's suffering in everything. And as they say in a lot of things, but life is suffering to a point. And I don't look at it as a bad thing. I look at it as a great thing. And you have to understand to embrace that grind. That's something my high school wrestling coach always told me, embrace the grind. I'm like, what does that mean? There's a grind in everything. When you lose the wrestling match, there's a grind in the suffering of being a loser in the match, right? You lost. But there's also a grind in the training to be able to win. So you win, you feel good, but you went through a grind. You went through suffering to win. And when you lose, you suffer. And so there's an equal amount of suffering in the winning and the losing. And that's something I learned in high school wrestling, that to win is to suffer and to lose is to suffer. And so if you're both going to suffer, it feels better to win and suffer than it is to lose and suffer. And that is something I've always taken to heart in wholesaling real estate, that I will suffer. I will have to deal with being broke, or I will have to deal with the struggle of getting better at wholesaling and suffering and suffering, and then finally getting the riches that I knew I had and deserved. And I can tell you, as somebody, I would probably, if I had a kid, I'd probably not put him through what I've went through. Rick never pushed me to do that. He knew what I was doing, though, and he knew that was something I wanted to do. But I would never put a kid, my cousins, if I ever have a niece or nephew in the future, I'd never have them be put through what I was doing. But I was willing to do it. And so the one thing you have to get through your brain right now is you are going to have to go through a suffering. You are going to have to go through a struggle. And I think that's the thing stopping a lot of wholesalers from starting the cold calling, starting the text blasting, starting anything. Like starting that marketing channels, you're going to have to suffer. And a lot of you guys have a fear of suffering, a fear of going through something, a fear of something happening, a fear of that motivated seller saying no to you, or someone cussing you out, or it's all going to stink. But guess what? It's better to be rich and suffering than being poor and suffering. And so if I can leave that off to you guys about understanding that there is suffering with everything. Choose the suffering that's going to get you rich, not the suffering that's going to keep you poor. You'll do well. and that's always the thing I've always seen. You know, every single Monday on the Flip Dark YouTube channel, I interview an amazing story in wholesaling, right? And, you know, we always get people, you know, I'm making 40K a month, I'm making 50K a month, I made 100K a month. And they always have different upbringings. They always look different. They always, you know, different names, different faces, different everywhere, right? Different parts of the country. But they all have the underlining thing that is always the same. I just did it. And it didn't work. And I kept going. And then I got that deal. And then maybe it took me a little. And then I got the second deal. And then third. And then the fourth. And then I never looked back. You look at any podcast I have like that, always the same story. And the underlining lesson is they never gave up. Always suffering. And they never say that because they're looking back with rose-colored glasses. Oh, it was hard, but it led me to this, right? But in the moment, you know you're, oh my gosh, this sucks. I'm getting nowhere. Ugh. You know that. But when you look back, it's like just part of that's the cut scene, me fighting and training, right? You don't look at it like that during it. You're just, oh, this is terrible, right? And a lot of you guys are in that little moment of suffering right now, and you can't see the light at the end of it, and you've only seen the past of not doing well. And you think your past is going to be your future. And the only thing that is going to change your future is not your past, but what you currently do in the present. And so you can decide to be the thoughts and emotions you were in the past, or start making that dang change in your life right now. You are not your past. Your future is not your past. You control your future. The only way you can control your future is by your actions right now and the plans you have for the future by doing current actions right now. What you've done in the past is in the past. You cannot go back and look at it. If you look behind your mirrors and you're looking in the past, if you see something in front of you, you're not going to see it. You're going to crash. You can get burned and you're not going to be able to go anymore forward. That's why when you're driving, you look forward. You don't look behind. You keep going. And so you have to constantly be looking forward here. And the only way you guys are watching this video right now is only for one really selfish thing. And I'm not saying that in a mean way. I do the same thing. You're looking at it because you want to start doing wholesaling deals. You want to get rich. You want to make a change in your life. You want to start doing assignment fees. You want to start getting deals right now. You want to make that change. Not me. You're not watching this video to go support Zach. You're doing this video so you can actually make a change in your life. That's why you're doing it. You're trying to learn more stuff, trying to learn more strategies, looking to get rich and wholesaling. You're looking to actually have you become successful. You are doing it for you. And that is the most glorious thing. That is the most proud thing I think you should do. My hats off to you. You are making change for yourself. You could be sitting on Netflix all day. You could be sitting behind a TV screen commenting or saying, hey, this guy sucks. He doesn't know what he's talking about. You could be doing any of that stupid stuff. But you decide to make a change and actually have a self-development journey in your wholesaling real estate operations right now by watching this video. So my hat's off to you on that one. Now let's get to work. You're doing this because you want to make a change. So you're already giving me your greatest asset, your greatest resource you have in your life, which is your time. You are spending it. This 50 minutes or whatever I've been talking here, you're never getting that 50 minutes back. Think about that. Let that sink in. You're never getting that 50 minutes back. You could have spent that 50 minutes with your dog. You could have spent that with your kids. You could have spent that doing anything. But you decided to spend your most valuable resource commodity that has ever been given to you, ever, your time, to listen to me speak. Make that worthwhile. Make the reason why you spent your time with me today actually worth something. Maybe it changes your mindset. Maybe it actually puts a fire in your heart to actually start marketing and become a better wholesaler, start doing wholesaling deals. Maybe it did something so you can actually start making a change in your life. Actually make today the difference that you can have in your life. Make today the thing that changes everything. Make today the catalyst for you to start doing wholesaling deals. I'm giving you the game. I'm giving you everything you need to know. I'm giving you everything. The question is, are you going to take what I'm giving you? Or are you going to throw it on the ground and say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, I'll do it the next day. What are you willing to do? Are you willing to make a change? Are you willing to change your life? Are you willing to do those things? It's up to you guys. I've given you the tools. If you want to learn exactly how to wholesale for free, you go to freewholesaling.com, my free wholesaling course. What I'm going to do right now is answer some questions you guys have about wholesaling real estate. You know, I love talking about wholesaling. That's all I like to think about because it gets me rich. Why not? Go to freewholesaling.com. That's my free wholesaling course. Let's answer some questions. Love it. All righty. Aaron, proud of you. Honestly, I think I need to suffer more. I catch myself not doing what needs to be done on a daily basis because my nice paying W-2. I'm not giving up on wholesaling. Aaron, you're not giving up on wholesaling. I don't think you are. You're still watching this video. You're still doing the deals. Got a tough job. I get it. You got kids. You got a lot of things. I'm not telling you to go quit your job or not talk to your kids or deal with your wife. I'm not telling you to do that. There's suffering in everything. There's suffering in staying the same. There's suffering in knowing that you could have been a better person. There's a suffering in regret when you're 90 years old. These are all suffering. I've once had the privilege of many times of volunteering in high school, middle school, in nursing homes and talking to people. And you ever want to talk to old people about regret? It hurts. It's the most painful thing you can do. Because when old people give you regrets, they can't do anything about it. And that is suffering in itself. So when I'm 95 years old, I won't be in a nursing home, but I'll be rich. So I'm rich now, but like I'll pay people to take care of me or whatever. I don't know. Oh, I don't know what it is at 90. Hopefully I'm still doing live streams at 95. I'm probably gargling my words by then. Maybe AI can make me look better, but I'll still be talking about wholesaling, and I'll tell you, I have no regrets on what I've done and when I'm doing it. Chase freedom. Keep it up. Let's see here. Caleb, what's up? Caleb, big facts. Zach, thank you for sharing. Every time I listen to hear something, I stopped. Every time I listen to hear something, I stop doing that, produce me results. Caleb, bro. All right. So story time with Caleb. Caleb and Ryan, boyfriend, girlfriend. I think they're still boyfriend, girlfriend. They might have upgraded. I don't know. They're together, I'm pretty sure. But shout out to them. They do wholesaling deals. They're a power couple. They were on my podcast. They're a great success story. And one thing I've always told Caleb, and this guy does not listen to me sometimes, whatever's producing results, do not stop doing it. That is lesson number one in wholesaling real estate. If it is producing you results, do not stop doing it. And he's learning that lesson now. I'm telling you, if something's working, don't stop doing it. All right. Heck, even if it's SEO, if it's working for you and it's giving you a good ROI for with whatever you're doing, don't stop doing it. Just FYI, a little tip from Zach, okay? Yeah. Adele says, how many messages are you sending a day for texting on your phone for free or if they're paid? Free, you can do 30 to 40. For me, 3,000. I'd probably, like, nothing crazy. But I do prefer my direct mail. So nothing nuts. Remember, I'm in a very small market type, 250,000 people. So I don't have that big of a list to do. Now, if I'm talking virtual, yeah, we can bump it up more, but we're kind of focusing on the JV things right now. So that's definitely going to be our biggest point of attack right now. So yeah. Mary Ann says, what's the couple of things you wish you knew as you start your career? In wholesaling real estate, the only thing I wish I knew starting out was the importance of cold calling. I didn't cold call for an entire year. I think that was the one regret I had. I didn't really work hard my first year in wholesaling. I really didn't. Like, I put a lot of band signs out. I did a lot of wholesaling deals, but it was kind of a lazy thing. I probably wouldn't work while I was wholesaling either. I mean, I'm not calling it regrets, though. I wouldn't change a dang thing I did. But I think I would, if I could change, I'd probably cold call. I would cold call more. And that's kind of a cynical way to look at it, but like, I'd probably just do more deals. I'd make more money. Gina says, Zach, thanks, appreciate it. And everyone's like, oh, why do you record videos when you start a wholesale? Honestly, I just needed to just wholesale. I don't think I'd be good on the videos and stuff, but it'd be kind of cool seeing my entire journey on video because it's all through my memories. Kind of stinks. You guys see me kind of 20 years old on, but fun times. Ah, miss it. All right, so let's do some one-on-ones, guys. If you want to talk to me one-on-one, y'all know where to go. I got the StreamYard link on here. So this is just a public link, and I'm going to hop on, talk to me. I'll let anyone do it. So I don't know who some of these people are. So if they have a problem with me, they could say curse words. I don't want them to say curse words for the algorithm and for the kids watching this. That's the StreamYard link. Be warned. Some of these people, who knows what they're going to say, but I'll try to keep them on a leash. Guess, I don't know. Maggie, what is up? Hello? Maggie? Hello? Can you hear me?
Not much. Audio doesn't work.
There we go. All right. Can you hear me? All right. Bye, Maggie. Peter.
How's it going?
I'm going well, man. See, you can hear me. So I guess we can talk.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. What's up? How can I help you out today?
So I got a couple of clarifications that I want to ask you. In regards to like putting up virtual bandit signs, do I put my own number on there or do I need an area code for the place that I'm putting it up?
I would put an area code with the place you're putting up with a Google Voice, something easy.
Okay, cool. And then for SMS, launch control is a little expensive. I'm a realtor. However, the brokers that I'm with, they do have a wholesaling division, and they told me they use this something called REI Reply. I didn't know if you had, and it's a lot cheaper. I didn't know if you had any experience with that. It's worth
it. It's pretty cheap till I get banned.
Sorry?
It's pretty cheap till they ban you. Then it's expensive. Twilio bans people.
Oh, really?
I mean, ask anyone.
Okay. All right, fair enough then.
Because I know a lot of wholesalers using that software, and then it becomes their top one, and then Twilio decides to ban them. That's why I've completely stopped using anything used by Twilio.
That makes more sense.
You get reported too many times, Twilio just bans you.
Okay.
That's why I stopped and using
them. Okay. And then between, because I'm doing that Driving for Dollars challenge that you have, but I'm doing it virtually. Between that and then code violations, is there another list that I should target to like boost my possibility for this month that you think?
How many Driving for Dollars leads are you doing a week?
I literally just started. So I'm hoping to do at least 100 like you and what's his face from Deal Machine talked about on Friday.
I mean, I think 100's enough with the sticky notes. Like, okay. I mean, unless you want to do more, like you're always more than happy to do more, yeah. Right? I'm not here to tell you to do less marketing.
Okay.
But I think 100 of those sticky notes and then call the ones that don't call you back.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's enough. And then code violations, you can cold call them or reverse drive for dollars those. That should be enough.
I did a, for the code violations, I stacked that with tired landlords and vacants to like
you push that
a little more. Yeah. So I took that.
What stacking them is going to make them smaller, not larger, right?
So what I did was, I might have just combined the two. I went into List REI and I took the code violations that I pulled from the county. I put them in there and then combined it with that other list to see if I could like
combine it. You didn't stack
it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stacking is usually when you find the duplicates. In. Okay. You got
yeah,
it. Yeah.
I worded it wrong. Sorry.
You're fine.
Okay. I just was seeing if there was like something else I could add.
This
on
is your wholesaling business. I'm trying to help you out. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Colin Rose, great man. Wait, so yeah, what did you add with the code violations again?
I went tired landlord, vacant.
You need to add a picture to that.
I think so. I've been trying to do virtually with Fayetteville currently, and I'm going to start calling again. But 2 weeks ago when I was calling, they just gave me the runaround to get the evictions what? List.
Are you a quitter? Are you
no, player? I'm not. I'm doing it. I'm calling them again tomorrow.
If you're a consistent person that doesn't quit, guess what happens when somebody tells you no?
Eventually, you keep going. Yes.
If you're a boxer and somebody punches you, do you go to the floor and cry? No, you get back up, you take a couple more punches, and you start punching back. It's not who you are. Peter ain't no quitter. Last name on this video. That last name's not a quitter's last name. Come on. No. You know this.
All right, cool. Yeah, that's about all I had.
Records of evictions. This is of public interest to the people. Yeah. So I tell the clerk lady, this is a case of public interest. Because it is.
That's fair. Okay, so should I have a Google one? And then if I use CallRail, should I use a different number for that? Or am I making that too complicated at that point?
I think you're overcomplicating it.
Okay. I just didn't want to like have a one number become spam or something like that.
It could. If you're doing a lot of outbound calls, obviously more numbers always help.
Mm-hmm. Is there a warm-up period for those? Or is it just make and go?
A what?
One of the brokers that I was talking to the other day, he said sometimes, depending on where you get the number through, you have to give it like a couple days or something for to become active.
I mean, some, yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't know if Google Voice was like that.
Google Voice recycles numbers, yes. CallRail does not.
Okay. All right. I'll look more into CallRail then. All right, then. Perfect. I appreciate it, man.
Peter, do the evictions, man. Because
the fact that
you told me that they didn't give it to you easy means how good of a list it's going to be once you get it.
Mm-hmm.
That gets me even more excited.
Yeah. I have a buddy that lives down there too. So if they tell me I have to come in personally and get it, I might just call him and have him do that. I'm like $100 or something.
Bro, just call. You can really keep calling till you keep going up the corporate chain there. Not the corporate, but the government chain. Start doing it.
All right, cool. I shall. I appreciate it, man.
Good up, man. Boom.
All right.
All right. Dimitri.
What's up, Zach?
How's it going, man?
Good. How are you? It's been a minute.
Of course, man. I'm blessed.
Yeah, that's good. So I had a couple questions. So we've been probably on what, like 15 appointments, in seller appointments, and we can never close them in person. And I know you said it's supposed to be easier to close in person. So I think like the first couple, we didn't get the hang that you had to like say, hey, like, do I have your word? You're going to make a yes, no decision. And then after that, we quickly learned that you need to say that, because a lot of them will say, oh, I'm not ready or stuff. So after that, we started doing that. And then once we like kind of lowball them, they'll kind of like, we'll meet somewhere in the middle ish or like somewhere that's like a little higher than what we want. And they'll be like, oh, okay, I can't get lower than that. I need to think about it. So I was like, how do we improve in that area?
Okay. So walk me through your closing line.
So usually we'll be like, okay, it needs around 20K in this. You said the bathrooms need to be fixed. These need to be fixed. What do you believe is a fair price? Try to get out of them first. And then once we say that, they'll be like, oh, okay, I believe the fair price is this. But okay, unfortunately, we're going to be at this.
Hmm. So Dimitri, where's once where I told ask the seller what the fair price is on freewholesaling.com?
Yeah, yeah. We've
no, just tell me. I want you to tell me.
It's not.
So Dimitri, we've talked one-on-one before. We've been through a lot. And you're coming up to me and asking me why am I not closing sellers, and you refuse to do anything I say inside of freewholesaling.com and you're creating your own script. So what do you think I'm gonna tell you?
Yeah, probably go through.
Hey bro. I'm putting hot sauce in my mac and cheese and it's spicy. Why is that? That's what you're telling me, dude. Like, this is making zero sense.
Okay, I got you.
Bro, go to freewholesaling.com.
Mm-hmm. All right. I will.
I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, you can't close sellers because you're not listening to anyone on how to actually close sellers. You got to stop following the gurus, bro.
All right. I got you. That's on me. And then... So we're looking to hire some cold callers. So you said look on like Upwork.
If you can't
and,
even close a seller, why are you going to hire a cold caller? If you don't know how to close a seller, what's the point?
Because we closed like a couple of deals so far. So we're looking to scale up. Because most of the deals we're closing are over the phone.
Okay.
So that's why we're just seeing we should start hiring some cold callers maybe. And then definitely work on in-person appointments.
Okay.
So, yeah, what do you think about hiring cold callers from Upwork, Fiverr?
Upwork would probably be the best if you're looking to do – I mean, it really depends on what you're looking to do.
Yeah.
But I would probably say Upwork if you were trying to get Filipino cold callers. Mm-hmm. South America, Fiverr would probably be better.
Mm. Okay. And then do you have them call in batch?
So they'll use batch dialer for us, yes.
Okay. And then is like the best way to train them kind of like make videos on your own of how you do your stuff and then like send it to them?
I mean everything inside the Flipgrid Plus employee training library is what we use.
Okay. Yeah, and about that actually, so you know I'm under 18, so my card that was like to it was like acting up, so I had to get a new card.
Dimitri. Oh my god. Dimitri, y'all need to get some like LAN wired connections. David.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going, man? Long time no see.
Yeah, second day, you know, right? Hey, I'm sick and cooped in the house, you know, girl sick, baby sick, right? So obviously I'm been doing my course. I think I'm in the dispositions now. So from beginning down to disposition. But I wanted to ask you, like, I mean, if you were sick, I mean, what would you be doing right now? The first thing I was, I did make a comment about the reverse drive for dollars to see maybe if you can do it with PropStream, right? But you know, I have that map, the analytic map, like, I was trying to see if you can give me like an example of like how you kind of look at it.
So you can use PropStream's app for drawing for dollars. You can actually input leads and you can do a route through that. Okay. If you already have PropStream, probably just do that.
And then like when you're, I haven't downloaded the app, but you know how, cause you showed us how to use the map a little bit where like it changes like the different colors and stuff like that. What are you under? Are you under like just estimate value of what?
So like, I'll give you a. Let me give you a video. I literally showed a.
PropStream app. Just search PropStream apps at flip of the right.
Okay.
PropStream app flip with Rick. Yep. Whoa. Let me share my screen. Actually, I just sent it to you. I'll put it in the comments. This is an older video, but
the app still is pretty much the same, more or less. And it's right there.
Cool.
And I'll put it in the comments for you. And it's pretty simple how the app works, but it's kind of a, it's not as good as trying Deal Machine, but it's still pretty dang good, man.
Deal Machine, is that another paid?
Yeah, but if you're already paying for PropStream, just use that one.
Okay.
It's free. I mean, it's already free included. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's going to talk about, like, cause I don't know. Like, well, first thing that came to my head was like, just making sure that people are actually buying in those zip codes.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're sick, but you're able to talk to me, right?
Yeah. I can make phone calls.
You can still phone call. You can talk to cash buyers, see where they're looking to buy. Yeah. There's so much you can do.
I just didn't want to like, there's a lot of people that in Kansas, we go outside, right? So I'd actually, like, if I go up to someone's door, most likely I'll catch them, right? And me being sick, and because she just started working again. But I didn't want to, like, come up to someone. You can kind of hear it a little bit, but I'm like, I'm real mask on and all that stuff, you know, while I'm out in public.
Here's the cool, you don't have to get it. You don't get anybody sick over the phone, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can do cold calling.
Fine, cold call for, you might be sick for a week or two. You're young. You're fine. You'll get better in a week or two. Honestly, call cash buyers, figure out where they were looking to buy. That's 1 week. You'll instantly find as many buyers as possible. Find the right closing attorney or title company for yourself, and then start pulling lists online. Boom.
Okay. Yeah, because I was looking at the, you know how it looks like Google Maps on PropStream? That's what I was doing. But then sometimes it has 2023 where it looks like the house, and then sometimes it's older.
Do it in person when you can. I'm telling you right now, man, straight up, just for this week, find buyers because you're sick, and then just do that. Just find cash buyers, man. Because I know you got that stupid race car.
Yeah, so. I got two. I got two, actually.
You got two, great.
I know.
Better.
Well, I actually found one of them that he's like, I think he does 16 deals right now, like fix and flip. He's a fix and flipper. But he ran into some trouble wholesalers, and he actually, like, gave me, like, their names. Of like, are you associated with them? I'm like, no. He's like, oh, okay. I don't mess with A, B, and C. I'm like, oh, well, hey, mark them off, right? I know they're like,
oh, yeah. Honestly, man, find cash buyers. Just do that for this week while you're sick. You should be fine. And then next week you'll be free, and you start going in front of people, start closing deals, and slapping sticky notes on houses. You can also just drive for dollars. You don't have to put sticky notes out if you're sick. Just drive for dollars and then cold call them.
You meaning like just getting the house address, right? And then do the people search thing?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. There's more you can do while you're sick than what you can't do.
Yeah.
I try to get out a little bit. I mean, outside of that, you're pretty much good.
Yeah. Like when I go get my groceries and stuff, because I still have to take care of them at home. Right? So, I mean, they're not working and baby's been throwing up all day. But I got it. I'm about to get started. So.
All right. Well, I need you to talk to, since you're sick and there's nothing else you can do, I need 2 qualified buyers a day, so that's 14 buyers I need you to get me by next week.
All right. You got it, bud.
That's not hard, man. Now I'm going to quiz you, okay? If I'm in Kansas, how am I going to find really good buyers in Wichita?
You're going to talk to me.
Yeah, how? Tell the people. What are you going to do?
Oh, like tell the people? Well, I mean, how I do it, I just use PropStream.
So what are you gonna do?
He's privy, but man, that costs too much money. But
what are you gonna do?
Right. So the first thing I did was when I went on PropStream, right? I went and I found what just the cash buyers thing, right? And then I called them, like if it was all cash or if it was a non-corporate where it said like an LLC, then I went to opencorporate.com, right? And then they're gonna be like red flag because you're calling, like sometimes it's their personal number, but I texted a couple of them. Actually, where's my phone? I texted a couple of them and then I called most of them. Like I said, hey, just seeing if this is Cody from C&J Investments Group. Shoot me a text back, right? And he was like, who is this? And then I just tell him, hey, blah, blah, I'm a local wholesaler, right? I'm just seeing if you're looking or you're still buying houses with cash. That's all I said.
What were you saying your name was?
I said, my name, Tavia.
Oh, Tavia. Okay, yeah. Cool. I got that mixed up.
And then his name is Cody, right? And then this is another thing that I gave him.
Why did you call them not? Why do you text them not call?
Oh, he didn't answer.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
But I've been asking because I've been running into where people are like, well, I got enough wholesalers, right? Well, then I kind of asked them like, is there anything that I can do personally as like a wholesaler that you ran into trouble or whatever? And then they kind of like open up and they're like, hey, you know, give me the photos of the bad as well as don't just give me the good. Like that was one of the examples of one of them that they wanted. Because everyone gives you the pretty photos, but he's like, I got to fix all this shit. So give me what I need, you know, roof's bad. Give me a picture of, another one told me, give me a good picture of the water here. He wants to know, like, when's the last time it's been serviced? Like, give me that sticker. So, yeah, just that last little question kind of been helping me out. Like, how can I personally help you, you know, like, bring value to you more?
You have a good script. You're good with that. We got to add the four rents also. Wichita's really big on the four rents. There's landlords, man. They're everywhere, dude.
Yeah.
On top of that, too, do you have the playbook of the right questions to ask the cash buyers?
I have, like, I usually print them all.
All right, cool. So you got the sheet. I mean, honestly, man, they're like, there's zero excuses, right? You got the right list. If you add the four rents, you should find 14 good buyers. The areas they want to buy should be all set next week when you're feeling better.
Oh, you got it. And I'll hop on here and I'll tell you. I'll give you their names.
That's it, man. All Love right. it. Keep it All up, right. dude.
See you next Sunday, buddy. Thank you, Zach.
Oh, awesome. All right. And then Allison.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm good. How can I help you out?
Oh, I was just wondering. About the contracts, is there a certain contract that you need for each state or?
Allison, can you look me in the eye when you're talking to me?
Oh, hold on. Sorry, I just had to shut the fan off. It was noisy.
Okay, so what question do you got?
Oh, yeah. So the contracts.
Oh, shit. All right, Allison. Okay. I hope everyone can look me in the eye when they ask me a question. That is a respectful thing to do. On top of that, too, you have to learn how to initiate eye contact when you're speaking to somebody. This is not Zach, gentleman, ladylike speaking 101. This is business sense 101. When you're talking to somebody in person, over Zoom, or anything in any sense, when you're pulling a list, talking to a motivated seller, getting the deal closed, learning to communicate why speaking to somebody in their eye and having a conversation like that will portray confidence. It will portray sincerity. It will also portray that you actually care, and this is something that actually matters to you. When you talk to someone like this and this and this, no one's going to take you seriously in what you have to say, what you have to ask, and I give you respect by giving you my full attention. When you don't give me your full attention, I can't look at you with respect. Now, her question was contracts in every state. Pretty much every single state that contract works. The way contracts work, the way the Constitution works, the way this the United States of America works with contracts and what we do in wholesaling real estate is basically based off of common law from England from the 1700s, 1600s. Basically, when they wrote the Constitution, they used common law from England, their way of doing things and the way of tort and the way how if you break a contract, how does that work, all this stuff. They basically adopted a lot of those laws, checks and balances, USA, USA, USA. Basically, what this means is there is a clause in the Constitution called the Contract Clause, I believe. It's called the Contract Clause. But basically, citizens are allowed to form contracts. Now, the states have the right to – the states cannot infringe on a person's right to form contract. So in itself, my contract is pretty much clean for every state. Now, some title companies prefer you use different contracts. Some of them prefer that you tweak the contract a little. But if you ask the question of, is the contract legally valid? Theoretically, yes. Is it preferred? Not for every single one. So usually a title company will want you to tweak a couple things in a contract. Oh, can you add this clause? Can you not add this clause? The way our boss likes to do is this, blah, 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 right? What I want you to understand is my contract for every state will work. You need to ask your title company, is it okay if I use this contract? Most are going to say yes. Some might want to change one or two things in it, make them feel comfortable, right? Every state law is different. Maybe you have to add this one for the state, maybe not, but just have somebody look it over. Have your attorney look it over. You can do it for free if it's with a closing agent or with a title company. That's why I always don't pay for an attorney to do it. And they can always look it over. But theoretically, my contract will work in all 50 states. I would have a title company look it over for free just to make sure they will do it for free and you can get the A-OK from them. So to answer your question, Allison, that's why you should look at me in the eye when you're speaking because it helps with your communication skills. And also, you can use my contract. You should be good. I want to know what state you're in. That should help you out. So guys, if you got any value from this video, do me a favor. Make sure you smash the like button, subscribe. If you want to learn how to wholesale real estate absolutely for free, go to freewholesaling.com, my free wholesaling course. And that's it, guys. I appreciate you spending your time with me on the live stream today. I know you have everything it takes for you to become a successful wholesaler. Suffer, consistently show up every single day. And I promise you, if you don't quit and you keep hammering, you will do whole great in wholesaling real estate. Guys, this is Zach and signing out. Really appreciate it. Make sure you go to freewholesaling.com and I'll see you guys soon. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.